This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has given approval for the development of the Son Prayag to Kedarnath Ropeway with a length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. He said this ropeway will reduce the journey time from 8 to 9 hours to just 36 minutes for the pilgrims. He said the project will help the Divyang and old people immensely.
8 to 9 hours ki jo journey hai, that will become a journey of 36 minutes. Aur ye jo technology isme lagai gayi hai, that is called 3S technology. 36 logon ke baithne ki capacity usme. Aur ye bahut safe technology hai. श्रद्धालुओं को तो बेनिफिट होगा ही होगा और साथ ही साथ बहुत बड़ा जो लोकल बिजनेसेस हैं उनको बेनिफिट होगा और जो दिव्यांगजन हैं और जो हमारे बुजुर्ग साथी हैं उन सब के लिए भी एक बहुत बड़ी मेजर ये एक बेनिफिट इससे निकलेगा.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the Hemkund Sahib Ropeway will also be developed. He said the total cost of the project will be 2,730 crore rupees. He said the length of the ropeway will be 12.4 kilometers. The government has also taken decisions for livestock health and disease prevention with a cost of 3,880 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said the vaccination program will be a major thrust area of this program. He said good quality and affordable generic veterinary medicine will be provided through Pashu Aushadhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government has given as much priority to people, economy and innovation as it has given to infrastructure and industries in investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing today, the Prime Minister said the vision of investment in people stands on three pillars: education, skill and healthcare. He said today people can see how India's educational system is going through a huge transformation after several decades. The Prime Minister said in this year's budget, many decisions have been taken to promote domestic and international tourism. He announced that India will establish a national large language model to develop AI capabilities. He said in this direction, the private sector also needs to be one step ahead of the world. Niti Aayog today released a strategic paper on the rapid evolution of quantum computing and its implications on national security in New Delhi. Niti Frontier Tech Hub, in partnership with the Data Security Council of India, released the paper with the aim of accelerating the country's transition into a frontier tech nation. Releasing the paper, the CEO of Niti Aayog, BVR Subramaniam, highlighted the need to proactively embrace emerging technologies to unlock the full potential for the country. The Defence Bioengineering and Electromedical Laboratory, a Bengaluru-based lab under the Defence Research and Development Organisation, has successfully conducted high-altitude trials of the Indigenous On-Board Oxygen Generating System, or OBOGS-based Integrated Life Support Systems, ILSS, for LCA Tejas aircraft. The OBOGS-based ILSS is a cutting-edge system designed to generate and regulate breathable oxygen for pilots during flight, eliminating dependence on traditional liquid oxygen cylinder-based systems. In Jharkhand, three CRPF jawans have been severely injured in an IED blast in the West Singhbhum district today. SP Ashutosh Shekhar has confirmed the incident and said the forces were out on a search operation since this morning. Delhi Minister for Irrigation and Flood Control Parvesh Sahib Singh today inspected the Yamuna River in the national capital. After inspecting the river, he said that 1,300 tons of garbage have been removed from the river in the past 10 days. In Punjab, Amritsar Rural Police has recovered 23 kilograms of heroin from a village in Amritsar district. The consignment was linked to a smuggling network operated by a US-based Indian origin smuggler who has links in Punjab. And in ICC Champions Trophy, the second semi-final is underway between New Zealand and South Africa in Lahore. Electing to bat first, New Zealand were 216 for 2 in 35 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.